16 in 1925. Last year's high was 37 and the low 29. Sunset will happen at 5:55 for this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning will be at around 7:35. Southwest winds around 2 miles per hour. Barometer has taken a dip to 29.61. Again, right now in Richland Center, we've been at 58 all morning long, and that's the current reading.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the ABC News Update is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 57 million Americans have voted early, according to the Election Lab at the University of Florida, with new evidence that the economy, widely seen as the top issue this year, is growing. Many, though, say they're not feeling it.
Food prices, while stabilizing, are still 25% higher compared to the last presidential election. Gas, although down in the last year, is still nearly a dollar more per gallon than during the pandemic in 2020. And the monthly mortgage payment on a typical home has nearly doubled since 2020 to nearly $2,200.
ABC's Andrea Fagee. At Niagara Falls, authorities say a 33-year-old mother of two climbed over a safety rail and went over Niagara Falls with the kids, age 9 years and 5 months. Rescue efforts were unsuccessful. The Los Angeles Dodgers won their eighth World Series title, rallying for a 7-6 win over the Yankees in New York to take the series in five games. This is ABC. A judge in Philadelphia pushed up a hearing in a lawsuit seeking to stop Elon Musk from giving away $1 million to individual voters in swing states. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Philadelphia's District Attorney Larry Krasner is suing to stop Elon Musk and his PAC's $1 million giveaway sweepstakes. In a filing Wednesday, the DA asked the judge overseeing the case to increase security, saying Musk's post about the case on his social media platform X has triggered responses that include anti-Semitic attacks against the DA and another account that invites political violence. ABC News has reached out to Musk's team for comment. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop Talk, the Grammys are moving to ABC. This network and the Recording Academy inking a 10-year deal to broadcast the Grammys. CBS has run the industry's big award show since 1973. This all starts in 2027 when ABC will have the Grammys, the Super Bowl, and the Oscars. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Newcomer John Tanya led the Badgers with 15 points, while Stephen Crowell added 14. The Badgers went on for a close victory last night as they took on UW River Falls and came out with a 78-62 victory. In the NBA, it was Cleveland 134, the Lakers 110, also Detroit 105, Philadelphia 95, Charlotte 138, Toronto 133, Washington 133, Atlanta 120. In overtime, Indiana beat Boston 135-132, New York 116, Miami 107, Brooklyn and company beating Memphis 119-106, Oklahoma City over San Antonio 105. 93, Golden State 104, New Orleans 89, and Portland over the Clippers 106-105. The Bucks play at Memphis tonight. From the NHL, Columbus 2-0 over the Islanders, Winnipeg 6 and Detroit 2, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Colorado, Utah 5, Calgary 1, Los Angeles 6-3 over Vegas, and New Jersey 6 and Vancouver 0. The Dodgers won their second World Series championship in 5 seasons, overcoming a 5-run deficit and scoring the win 7-6 in Game 5 of the Fall Classic.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Today, a high of 60 and then falling temperatures through the day into the 40s this afternoon. Southeast winds at 10, becoming westerly at 15 to 30. For tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 29. Friday, mostly sunny and seasonal, a high of 50. Saturday, 58, with a 50% chance of rain showers late at night. Sunday, cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 57. 1 inch and 43 1/100ths in the rain gauge last night. The air is calm right now after an earlier in the morning reading of 61 right before midnight. We're at 58 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Thursday, October 31st. Go get Adam today. Not Adam Hess, by the way.
Sunday, about 8:15, just to get the paper that I never read, 'cause I know she'll be there, barely in a row, sitting on her front porch, painting on her toes. Her husband's always on the road. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Says Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey! Sometimes Mrs. Rudy calls crying late at night, 'cause her and Mr. Ugly have had another fight. We talk a while, I hear her smile, and when she says thank you, I tell her that she's welcome, like any friend would do. I only wish she knew. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night, I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Imagination, infatuation, I'm what she deserves. I wonder if she thinks about me the way I think about her. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, I don't know what you do to me. Every night I dream one day of being with you. Hey, Mrs. Stephen Rudy, you're the neighborhood of beauty, but that wedding ring's as ugly as your husband is to you.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you.
Montgomery Gentry and Where I Come From on WRCO Radio. Today's weather is going to change quickly, and we'll be coming home needing a jacket. So you may want to throw the jacket in this morning and get ready to go for when you come home. It's going to be a little chilly. You're going to need it. I was thinking this morning, in the old days, I think this was cool for about 15 minutes, but it was a jacket where the sleeves zipped off. So I had that, so too bad I didn't have that, because you could wear your vest, be styling with your vest, and then when the temperature dropped, you could zip your sleeves on there, you know? But I'm sure June got rid of it a few years ago. Chances are it probably wouldn't fit if I did have it.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries. And she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Wiffles famous. At Wiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Wiffles Hybrids.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwig's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwig, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwig has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwig makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwig on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwig.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, McIntosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Mixed up, but I'll give it everything.
Albert McClinton on WRCO. 6:22 the time on a Thursday morning. Happy Halloween Day as well. Hopefully you don't get tricked, only you get treats today. We'll see. We have a bevy of treats in the WRCO break room. We've had a couple listeners bring us some. Randy Cobb, who was my music guest yesterday, brought in a bunch of really yummy donuts. It's really hard to say no. Just say no. It's really hard, though. So, but anyway, I'm walking out. I'm just kind of staying away from it this morning. I got to save room for some treats later on. I'll be handing out a little candy maybe at my house. And then we have high school volleyball tonight. So I'll have to get ready and gussied up and go to that tonight in Ithaca. We'll have details on the postseason for volleyball. Schedule of matches coming up tonight during the 6:40 update. Here's Terry Clark. No one has said that to Hanker, I'll tell you that. And a happy Halloween tune right now.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep, had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze.
right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space there sat a man. On a hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes.
That's Jumpin' Gene Simmons and the Haunted House on WRCO Radio. Happy Halloween!
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 60 today and then falling temperatures later on today. There could be a few scattered showers early this morning. We did pick up an inch and 43 one-hundredths in that heavy rain yesterday.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Court and Main as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate a Christmas cookie provided by Court and Main. Photos will be taken by Heart and Hands Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. The most expensive political race in Western Wisconsin's history is the battle for the 3rd District Congressional seat held by first-term Republican Derek Van Orden. Nearly $12 million has been spent on the race, which is the most ever for the district and is also the most expensive competition for a congressional seat in Wisconsin this year. Van Orden has raised over $6.6 million so far, while Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook has raked in over $5.3 million as of earlier this month. The election is coming up next Tuesday. Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Brett Favre warmed up the crowd for former President Donald Trump at the Rush Center in Ashwaubenon on Wednesday. Favre said it would be insane to elect Vice President Kamala Harris and said it's time to put in the star quarterback Donald Trump. Favre said, much like the Packer organization, he is a winner. The campaign rally also featured remarks from U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Trump's event took place as Vice President Kamala Harris held a get-out-the-vote rally in Madison. Both candidates will be back in Wisconsin on Friday, with events scheduled in Milwaukee. The last poll before Election Day shows Democrat Kamala Harris' lead over Republican Donald Trump has shortened in Wisconsin to just 1 percentage point. In an end-of-September poll, Harris' lead over Trump was up to 4 percentage points. Poll director Charles Franklin says it should not surprise anyone if Trump wins, and it should not surprise anyone if Harris wins. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is in a 2-point race with Republican challenger Eric Hovde, 51-49%. That's down from a 7-point lead Baldwin held over Hovde in an end-of-September poll. Both Harris and Baldwin's leads are within the 4.4% margin of error. A Dane County business that unintentionally served THC-contaminated pizza will not be cited. That's according to a report released Wednesday by Public Health Madison and Dane County. Dozens of people who ordered from famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton last week may have eaten food contaminated with oil that contained THC. More than 25 went to the ER, and friends as young as 1-year-old also ate the food and got sick. Famous Yeti's voluntarily closed for a deep cleaning and reopened last weekend. The oil with THC was also added to a grinder of sandwiches, garlic bread, and cheese bread prior to cooking. The PHMDC said no citations will be issued as there are no regulation requirements for products derived from the hemp plant, and the oil that was inadvertently used is a legal product. A search warrant in Laval led to drug arrests. Tuesday, the Sauk County Drug Task Force executed a search warrant at a residence on Union Street in the village of Laval. The search was conducted in connection with an ongoing investigation into the distribution of marijuana. This same residence had been searched by the Drug Task Force 2 months earlier. In the weeks following the first search, law enforcement continued to receive community tips and concerns regarding drug activity at the residence. As a result, Matthew Neeland, 33, and Samantha Williams, 40, both of Laval, were taken into custody and jailed in the Sauk County Jail on charges of felony bail jumping and possession of THC. The pair have current pending felony charges in Sauk County Circuit Court, including possession with intent to deliver THC, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and money laundering, all stemming from the previous search. The investigation is ongoing, and additional criminal charges are possible. If you have any information regarding this or any other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285, or your local law enforcement agency. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their kids ready for the clocks changing this weekend. While adults are more than happy to take the extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back, young kids may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with the routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their kids into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust a bit better. Trick-or-treat hours around the area for tonight. Viroqua will host Trunk or Treat at the fairgrounds from 3 until 5. Lafarge and the Village of Iola will hold trick-or-treat hours from 4 until 6. Reedstown will host a Trunk or Treat at Bliss Park from 4 until 6. Arena, Hillsboro, Lone Rock, Plain, and Spring Green hours will be from 4 until 7. Boscobel and Richland Center will hold trick-or-treat hours from 4:30 until 7:30. The hours in Gaze Mills will be from 4 until 8. Avoca and Muscadet trick-or-treat hours will be from 5 to 7. And Blue River will hold trick-or-treat hours from 5:30 until 7:30. The Toma VA Medical Clinic will host a trunk or treat tomorrow from 1 until 2:30.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 60, scattered showers ending this morning, and then turning windy. Temperatures will fall to the 40s this afternoon. We'll have a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour later this morning, and then this afternoon, west winds at 15 to 30. Tonight's low, 29, clearing in cold conditions. Friday, mostly sunny and seasonal with a high of 50. Friday night, a few clouds and 30. Saturday, 58 with a 50% chance of nighttime showers. It was a heavy rain, so much needed precipitation yesterday and last night. 1 inch and 43 one-hundredths recorded here at the WRCO studios. Presently, we are down one from the overnight low previously, with a wind from the southwest-west around 1 to 2 miles per hour. It is 57 degrees.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO encourages you to get out and vote. November 5th is Election Day. Stay tuned for live comprehensive coverage Election Night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we keep you informed on the races that matter most, from local decisions to national impact. Election coverage on WRCO will be sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. These community businesses are committed to keeping you informed and involved. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the WIAA postseason for volleyball, which continues tonight. Details on a Badger men's win in an exhibition game last night that was closer than some may have thought going into it. Those stories and more coming up.
That was a very exciting, very intense game from start to finish. I was really grateful that Seneca has been such a great competitor this season. That was our third five-set game with them this season. So they have really pushed us to just play better and be better out there, and they absolutely brought their game Saturday night. So it was a real showdown.
Bulldog volleyball coach Angie Young, Ithaca, is playing host to Royal tonight, the sectional semifinal. The other part of the bracket, Gilman, plays Columbus Catholic. The winners will play at Almond Bancroft High School on Saturday night. Also, Belmont and Barneveld meet tonight. The sectional final will be played on Saturday night at Monticello. In Division 4, Hillsboro is playing at Mineral Point in a battle of 2 and 1 seeds. In Division 3, Cuba City is playing at Aquinas. The sectional final of Division 3 will be played Saturday night at Richland Center. And also this evening, Broadhead plays Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose, and Mount Horeb plays Edgewood in Division 2. Sectional semifinals. Teams are 2 wins away from going to state. It's also sectional semifinals for soccer tonight. Aquinas plays Columbus Catholic in Division 4 as well, and the winner will play either Cumberland or Northland Pines in the sectional final at Arcadia this weekend. Last night, the Badger men's basketball team picked up a 78-62 victory against UW-River Falls. Newcomer John Tanya led the Badgers with 15 points, while Stephen Krall added 14, and Carter Gilmore hit three threes for 9 points off the bench in the Badger victory. Wisconsin hit just 11 of 32 from three-point range, but Coach Greg Gard acknowledged that they'll continue to let them fly during the season. He assessed the game afterwards.
Obviously, we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Greg Gard. His team will be into action again later on this week as they begin the real schedule after last night's exhibition win. Bucks coach Doc Rivers says Chris Middleton took the court for Wednesday's practice and did a lot to get ready for a return. The three-time All-NBA performer won't be in the lineup at Memphis tonight. Rivers says he has no timeline for getting Middleton back into the action. The coach says he can feel it, adding his team is not there yet, but is close to being the title contender that it can be. With a big NFC North showdown against the Detroit Lions looming, all eyes at Packer practices are on quarterback Jordan Love. He did not practice Wednesday, and coaches are cautiously optimistic he will be able to take the field for the most important game of the 24 season so far. Linebacker Quay Walker did practice, offering hope for his return. He missed the Jacksonville game. Jaire Alexander and Evan Williams stayed inside with Love when the rest of the players took the field in the Don Hudson Center. The Wisconsin men's hockey team is facing its first Big Ten Conference road series of the season. Games Friday and Saturday will be played in South Bend, Indiana against Notre Dame. The Badgers will bring a 1-5 record into the series with two losses in two conference games. The Fighting Irish haven't played a conference game yet, but they are 4-2 overall. The Los Angeles Dodgers won their second World Series championship in five seasons, overcoming a five-run deficit with the help of three Yankees defensive miscues and rallying on sacrifice flies by Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts in the eighth inning to beat New York 7-6 in Game 5. Aaron Judge and Jazz Chisholm Jr. hit back-to-back home runs in the first inning. The Dodgers began the comeback. The Yankees blew the five-run lead with epic defensive meltdowns, and the Dodgers rallied to clinch the World Series. That's an update on sports on WRCO on a Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and 3 points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, a chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spilled down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I came far ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my day.
Someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in and a Megan girl tonight might be your last night lonely.
John Pardee on WRCO, Last Night Lonely. I was never very successful trick-or-treating as a kid because on the farms, you'd go to a farm, you know, the neighbors or whatever, and they'd all be in the barn. You know, you couldn't really knock at the door of the house. It wouldn't do any good. So sometimes you have to go to the barn and see if they had anything out there for you. But that was rare. Maybe an occasional cow magnet or something. But anyway, so that was always kind of a challenge for me. And then once in a while, 1 year or two, I think, they brought us into the big city of Richland Center. And so then we did do a little trick-or-treating there, but I was always a little intimidated, too. I just, you know, I don't know, go up to a stranger's house and knock on the door. I don't know. And they'd kind of see me and feel sorry for me and give me some candy. But anyway, kind of takes you back. And it looks like it's going to be a little cooler weather tonight. It's going to be a little blustery. So wear your ear flaps if you're taking the young ones out trick-or-treating tonight. And I recall all kinds of weather. I remember trying to take the kids 1 year, and there's about 3 inches of snow on the ground. So at least we don't have that tonight.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, my name's Pat McGee. I was on the Ithaca School Board for 12 years, and this referendum is really important for the school district. Back when Tommy Thompson was governor, the state promised that they would pay 2/3 for public education. That never occurred. And in the more recent years, we've had a lot of issues with the state cutting our funding even more. And with the advent of vouchers for private schools and charter schools, that share of the pot is even smaller. At Ithaca, there are huge advantages for the students. One, all the extracurriculars are free, and you can participate in them. We don't cut people from extracurriculars. The other thing is, you'll get a really good, solid, basic education that will prepare you for moving on, whether you go to college, whether you go to trade school, or whether you just go into the workforce, you'll be in a good shape to be successful. What I would like to ask everyone, if you want to keep your community together, if you want to keep a community school that serves the local students, vote yes on this referendum. It's really important.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own. But don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobville. And now Open in Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobville and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobville. And now Open in Westby invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobville and Westby. It is time now for another WRCO 75th birthday history moment. Many area listeners enjoyed listening to the Milwaukee Braves and Earl Gillespie back in the day, 1958. They may have been torn a little bit as Casanova's Ryan Duren was pitching for the Yankees in the World Series, heard on WRCO.
Now Bill back in, bumps the bat on the plate, looks onto the mound. Duren tugs at the cap, now digs in against the pitching rubber. There's a look back toward the runner at second, Joe Adcock, the stretch and the pause. A 1-1 pitch. Swung on, there's a line drive going to right center field. It's in there for a base hit. Adcock comes in to score, and there's the ball game. Listen to this crowd. Shane Neist at the plate with a strike one count, the stretch and the pause by Bob Turley. Here's the pitch, and there goes the ball to left center. Mantle moves in. He's got it. And there it is. The New York Yankees are the winners, and Bob Turley is mauled and congratulated by his teammates as he comes in to the dugout.
This WRCO 75th Birthday History Moment is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Happy Halloween this morning.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet,
petite. So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
There you go, Vic Mizzy and the orchestra, and the opening to the classic Addams Family. There you go. That had a very distinctive theme, and so did the Munsters, too. They had a great theme for that particular show. I liked them both. I liked the Munsters maybe just a little bit better. A reminder, Park Street Christian Church will host a trunk or treat event from 4:30 until 6:30 this evening. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church will be holding its annual trunk or treat from 4:30 until 7 tonight with some free hot chocolate available to warm up with. And yes, you may need that tonight as we get into some cooler temperatures. The forecast for today calls for a high of 60, temps falling into the 40s this afternoon. For tonight, clearing and cold, a low of 29. Right now in Richland Center, it is 58 degrees. Up next, the update at 7 from ABC News. It is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.